Golf Smarter number 289, published on July 12, 2011, is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Fine-tune your short game with our golf sensei, Jamie Zimron.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter podcast, Jamie.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back with you, Fred. I missed you.
Yeah, well, my golf sensei, I can't be away from you very long. And thanks
for brother.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for your help when I came down to San Diego too. You gave me advice on where to play, and you hooked us up with some great massage therapists that really helped our game the next day. And also,
well,
go ahead.
You gotta be hooked up no matter what you're doing.
Absolutely. But also, I would say thank you for sending me pictures of your new place where you live, but forget it. It's too beautiful. I'm so jealous.
It's a gorgeous place. Hard to believe we're living here, but a beautiful view. And actually, it's too bad you weren't here or next time you come. I am now teaching out of the Golf Club of California in Fallbrook, California. Absolutely gorgeous. Cross Creek is another gorgeous golf course in this area, in the wine country of Southern California near Temecula. So many beautiful golf courses.
Oh, fabulous. Congratulations. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. Very happy.
Well, listen, you know, one of the reasons that I love to have you back on Golf Smarter as often as I can is obviously because we have so much fun when we're together. The other reason is that besides being an excellent ball striker and an excellent instructor on how to do that, your conversation and your theories on centeredness bring the whole package together. And I really like the way you're able to incorporate all of that.
Well, thank you. I feel like I'm literally just the channel for it. And actually, we are really just the channel for the energy to move through our bodies into the golf ball. And there are truly universal principles about the way energy works through our body, through our systems, through our golf club, and to make that golf ball fly. And probably the central principle is about centering. You just can't get away from the center, center, center.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know, I mean, it's really how everything is organized in this world. I mean, the sun is the center of the solar system, and so with it in a nice, stable, fully energized, shining, glowing place, all the planets stay in their orbits. And what we need to do is have that strong, vital, energized center for our golf swing, so that the orbit of our golf swing can have its integrity and not be broken down in any way. And in that way, we can deliver the proper energy to the golf ball. That gives us the right ball flight. It gives us accuracy. It gives us the proper distance. It gives us consistency when we can have that stable center.
I'm so glad you talked about ball flight, consistency, ball striking, because up until that moment, I could hear anybody who's listening to this that wasn't listening in either California or the southern part of California going, what are they talking about? They were rolling their eyes going, those Californians, they're out of their mind. What is she talking about? But no, you brought it right back to what's so important, and that is, the ball striking, you know?
Well, I want to tell you something, Fred. I deliver seminars all over the country, even the world. I've been working with a lot of CEOs and business groups lately. And I always say, well, I can say this because I'm from California, but it works everywhere. And then we get into a little bit of the training and the experience of centering. And it doesn't matter where we are and what people do or what level they're at in anything. They all are nodding their heads going, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, that's true. It's not just a California woo-woo thing.
Yeah, but they still point fingers at us.
Yeah, well.
They really do. I've noticed that...
It's the messengers from California.
Yeah, right. Don't shoot me. I'm only the messenger.
Messengers of universal truth.
From one perspective. So I've noticed recently that mainly I'm with my driver. I just swing the club way too hard. And at the end of my swing, I'm not only off balance, I'm probably standing somewhere else than where I started. And it really is only the driver. Like, I'll take a swing and end up three or four steps away. And that just recently, I've been able to convince myself that I need to slow down the swing, but also to center myself to get a better balance throughout my swing. And I end up in a much stronger position. And what would you know? My ball flight's better. I'm getting more distance, you know, and it's not about swinging harder. It's staying in line, staying on balance.
Oh, my gosh. You just said so many things that would be the next 10 golf lessons.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about it. A couple of things about being centered and being in balance at address throughout your swing and at the finish of your swing. The finish of your swing really is a reflection of what you did during your swing. So when you've displaced yourself and you're standing somewhere else and your hands are half off the club and you're falling half over and your ball is slicing or whatever it's doing, no wonder, correct?
Yeah.
So when we get centered, what you do, I always say, just sort of imagine that a bowling ball just got dropped right into your belly, right down the center spinal column, center line of your body, boom, right into your lower belly. When you feel that, you get centered. And you get connected to your legs because the energy comes into your belly and the sort of weight and heaviness, we call it weight underside in Aikido, and then it flows down into your legs and lo and behold into the two soles of your feet. All of a sudden you feel your left and your right foot balanced. You feel around a center line. You feel like you've got athletic strength and presence in your legs. And all of a sudden, right at address, you are in balance just by getting centered. There's a very intimate connection between being centered and being grounded, which is what gives us balance. And the reason for that is purely anatomical. Your center's in your belly's in your hips sit on top of your legs, and your legs lead right into your feet, into the earth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
But get centered, you get grounded. So many golfers are told to just bend their knees. So they kind of go up and down on their knees. They go doo 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 on their knees, and then they sort of sit with their, you know, with their knees bent, but they still feel wobbly. That's mm-hmm. because they've missed their actual belly. You can go into your knees without your belly, but if you go into your belly first, now when you go into your knees, you're really into your base. And base is essential for balance. Now, I had a student once, his name was Carlos. I loved him. He was a doctor from Mexico. And Carlos would swing. He'd take this, like you said, just too hard, just wow, wallop swing, and he'd end up completely standing somewhere else, displaced, both hands off the club, and he'd practically miss the ball and hit terrible shots. Well, we worked for a while. I got to tell you, it took about a month to have him end with both hands on the club, and then to end up on his, with his weight on his left leg straight, and he was up on his right toe with his right heel turned. Your right heel is actually the lever. This is, again, anatomy that turns your right hip. That lets your shoulders turn and your hands and your club face come flying through. And then you're standing there, and what Carlos one day actually stood there in a playing lesson, having hit a gorgeous three-wood down the center of the fairway, and he turned around standing there, and he looked at me, and he said, "Teacher, take my picture. I understand. Posa." He called it a posa. And I tell all my students, I want to see you standing there in posa. You're posing. They even call it that when you're listening to the commentators on TV, right? They go, oh, he's happy with that shot. She's loving her shot. She's standing there posing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you're posing, what that means is you were in balance throughout. And when you're in balance throughout your swing, that means that at the point of impact, you were completely stable and present. Your club just went whoosh on a proper orbital circle. And all of the energy delivered in a centered way from the center of the club face, we call it the sweet spot, onto the center of the golf ball. And so you're not getting any funny spins in odd directions or hitting it on the top or popping it up. You actually make centered contact with the club, centered on the golf ball, and your club finishes up and you're standing there in balance. So that pose at the end is a good thing. It's a really good thing. It's a critical thing. And it's a reflection of the fact that you made a centered swing and centered contact on the golf ball.
Who knew that Madonna was playing golf? Strike a pose.
I mean, really.
Strike a pose.
Strike a pose.
It's so funny you talk about this stuff, about the contact. I got an email from a listener, but I'm going to go to that in a minute. And before I do, I just need to today, and as people have heard me say before, that this episode of the Golf Smarter podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, and that features audio versions of even the New York Times bestsellers. For Golf Smarter listeners who have not given Audible a try, they want you to check it out for yourself and find out why listening to an audiobook is just as powerful, if not more so, than reading the book itself. So, Jamie, have you ever listened to audiobooks?
I sure do.
Oh, awesome. And what was either your favorite audiobook or the last audiobook that you read?
My favorite audiobook, I believe, was The Kite Runner. I listened to it when I drove once up to the Bay Area, and, you know, I keep driving. When you're listening to a good audiobook, you just don't even want to get out of the car.
Yep. And boy, does that, I frequently have listened to audiobooks when I drive from Northern California to Southern California, and it makes it go by so much faster because you get so engrossed in the book itself that you lose track of time.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I love audiobooks.
And it's interesting because The Kite Runner was, and I have listened to The Kite Runner as an audiobook, and it's one of those books that to me makes more sense as an audiobook for the simple reason, like, I've loved audiobooks when they're narrated by the author, like Michael J. Fox or Bill Clinton, because you feel like you're more involved in the story because you're getting it firsthand. But the reason that I loved listening to The Kite Runner is because it's narrated by the author, Khaled Hosseini. And what I knew that if I had read that book, I would have gotten lost with all the different names that I wasn't able to pronounce, so I wouldn't know which one was which. But because of his correct pronunciation of all the different names and locations, I completely was able to stay with the story.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I agree with you. When the author reads the book, and, for example, in that case, you also get his native original accent. You just get all the cultural feeling, the correct pronunciation, so you can keep track better. And it's just such a direct, authentic experience.
Oh, absolutely. Well, great recommendation. Thank you again. The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini is available at Audible, and you can have it for free. It's over 12 hours long, so plan a good drive. And I don't mean on the golf club, but a road trip. Plan a road trip, right? And if you would like to make that your free choice to open your account, please go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter and make that your free choice. Free choice. Make that your free choice. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. And we appreciate you supporting the sponsors that support the Golf Smarter podcast. Now, Jamie, I wanted to share an email that I received from a listener. And Stu writes me at the beginning of every season, of his season, to kind of make a commitment to me of what he wants to work on. And it's so interesting that you brought what you brought up, because he kind of brought up the same thing. You were talking about making contact. And here's what Stu wrote to me. He says, "To do more than anything this year in golf is just to make good contact. That's my goal. I have so many times, as you know, have tried this and that, but what about just making good, solid contact? Just working on ball striking. When I do make solid contact, it feels so wonderful. Can't we forsake all the methods and just focus on making good contact? When I do that, everything else in my body takes care of everything. I don't care if my scores go down. As I've said before, I only care about enjoying the way I swing. That is my gift." Now, I responded to him saying, you know, we spoke to Lynn Marriott recently, and she said that if you're singularly focused on your swing mechanics, then you're missing the big picture. But I also, you know, and I pointed that out, it's not just swing. But I also think what he's talking about and what you're talking about, making contact on a consistent basis, is huge.
Well, it really is. I'm thinking now about how it feels so wonderful. I want you and your listeners to listen to this deeply, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
Here I come. We're going to talk about the sweet spot. Now, the sweet spot is a engineered place on the face of the club between two vibrational nodes. When all these people, these companies are doing research on golf clubs, they're playing with the relationship, the distance between those two vibrational nodes, the materials that are used, et cetera, relationship to the ground, on and on. The idea is that when you make a centered sweet spot contact, those notes, they vibrate in such a way, it's like a harmonic on a guitar. It goes, ping. That's why they name it Ping Golf Company. When that harmonic is struck, it's such an amazing crystalline sound on a guitar. What happens when we make that kind of contact on the golf ball, all the energy goes in the golf ball the way we intend it to. It doesn't reverb back and hurt our body, our arms, our hands. It doesn't spin off in funny directions. It is that complete perfect delivery, a sweet delivery of the energy in the golf. We go, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's a beautiful ball flight. It feels good. It sounds good. And it makes for good scores usually. It's just a great thing, right? So that centered contact, I think of it as like the heart of the cinnamon roll. That's the best part, right?
I'm sorry. You know, we talk about the sweet spot. What we haven't found is a sweet spot on your phone signal, and that's why we're not even using Skype, because you live in such a beautifully remote location, you're having trouble with that. So what was the last thing you said about the harmonics, the finding that what?
You heard about the harmonic, yes?
Yes.
And so when we the harmonic connection to the golf ball, what happens is we have a beautiful golf shot.
Right.
It just feels good. It sounds good. It looks good. And I think of it as like the heart of the cinnamon roll. It's really sweet. That's the best part. Agreed?
Yes.
So when we have that wonderful feeling shot, it's a sweet spot contact. It's like it's as good as the heart of the cinnamon roll. It's great stuff. And to get there, now this is a very important Ki Golf centered golfing theory. What happens for most people is they make centered sweet spot contact on a random basis. Sweet spot comes up, centered contact comes up like any other kind of contact, on the heel, on the toe. Agreed? So
yeah.
It comes up kind of on a random basis, and then we hit these great shots, but we don't hit them very consistently with a lot under our own control. The big complaint is, I'm so inconsistent. How come I hit them so good, but I'm so inconsistent? That's because if we get more centered, if we're centered and we make centered swings, what's going to come out is centered contact. It's just like one and one is two. Centered and centered is going to equal centered. So then we have a much higher percentage of centered contact coming out when we make swings and when we make contact with the golf ball. When you have a higher percentage of centered sweet spot contact, you have a higher percentage of really good shots. And when you miss, you don't miss by so much. So what you end up having is playable misses. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, except that we have to also accept the fact that, and I know that you're going to agree with this, perfection is impossible. And that the reason we play golf is because it's all, you can't achieve perfection, and there is inconsistencies. So that I think an important part of this, although I believe in theory what you're saying and that we want to strive for that, it's how you accept when you are not hitting it perfectly, when you're not hitting the sweet spot every time.
Well, we need to accept that in a sort of centered mental and emotional way, right?
Yeah.
We have to just stay centered and stay calm and know that and stay positive and all of that by getting centered and not getting sort of pulled off center by all of our emotional reactions or our negative thoughts that happen when we don't hit a great shot. But still what I'm saying is, and honestly I can tell you, I see this with my students, I see this with myself all the time. when I can be centered and make a centered swing, I'm going to make centered contact on the golf ball and end up in posa in good balance. And so, you know, one of the best ways to, number one, enjoy golf more, and number two, really lower your scores, is to have a much more consistent, centered contact on the golf ball. And that's true from a putt to a chip to a full swing. And if you're in that kind of sort of presence and centered presence and control in your body and in your golf swing, you are going to dramatically up your percentage of centered golf shots, of sweet spot contact. When that happens, you're making a lot more good shots. Your misses aren't so bad, and you're already more centered, so you're able to stay more centered in a physical, in an emotional and mental sense, so your mental game's getting better. And you're in a much better position to really improve your golf game than when you're kind of, you know, tweaking this and tweaking that and trying to figure this out and trying to change this and that and that, and just making random centered balance swings.
Awesome. You know, if a listener
I have to tell you, it's a good theory, and it's a really effective practice. Yeah. I wouldn't be so passionate about this. I wouldn't be doing it myself in my own golf game and with my students and seeing those kinds of results. Again, I really do feel like I'm just a messenger, but I really know that it works. I see it work all the time. And kind of literally running around looking for this and that and the next answer and the next thing, it's that running around that keeps us off center and keeps us inconsistent and trying this and trying that, and then you tweak this and it knocks something else out. I really see that when we found ourselves, ground ourselves in centering and balance, a relaxed delivery of flowing power, that golf games, golf swings, golf scores, golf enjoyment, all of that goes up. Golf scores go down. All the rest of it goes up.
I love that you just said relaxed delivery. Because I know that when you start, when you aren't consistent, when you start having that breakdown in your swing and you're not hitting the sweet spot and you're not centered exactly, all of a sudden the tension rises, the grip gets tighter, your backswing is faster, and you're missing out on that relaxed delivery. And I just find it so important for me to slow my breath down, to drop my shoulders, I mean, to get to that relaxed place, especially on my chipping.
Well, hey, I want to give you another little clue. When you say drop your shoulders, when you drop your shoulders, all that tension that tightens and lifts you up, and up puts you into more of a sort of anxious, panic, fear mode.
Yep.
Down, exhalation, down, really relaxes you and relieves that kind of fear, basically, anxiousness. But when you drop your shoulders, take that energy and drop it into your belly. Drop it into your center. What that does is it focuses the energy, and it puts it where it ought to be, into your belly. So you don't just sort of drop it or drop your shoulders kind of into who knows where. Drop it with focus into your belly. That's a really important tip.
Awesome. And, you know, if I may so plug, if this is resonating with anybody in the audience right now, I would really advise you to go back into iTunes. And if that's where you get your podcasts, which most people do, go and check out Golf Smarter Tips. Golf Smarter Tips was a short podcast series that we did back in 2008. And Jamie was on a regular basis and talking a lot about the centeredness and the mind part of this, mindful part of centeredness and balance. And they're like 5 to 10 minutes each. And there's a lot of episodes. And actually, congratulations, Jamie, because just so happens the other day, and here we are recording in 2011, I went back and did a search in iTunes, and I just typed in golf in the podcast section. And it came up, you know, when it clicked on see all, I counted over almost very close to 1,500 different golf titles in the podcast section.
Wow.
1,500, and Golf Smarter Tips, even though we haven't produced anything in 2.5 years, was number 9.
Wow, and, fantastic.
Yeah, and actually Golf Smarter was the highest ranked audio golf podcast and number 3 in all of golf podcasts, so I'm very proud of that. But the fact that Golf Smarter Tips is still getting a tremendous amount of attention and subscriptions and downloads is because the information, it's all about content. Content is king. So that's awesome. Congratulations. So check out more from Jamie there. Another place you can check out Jamie is on golfsmarter.com. There's a link for Jamie's website. You can click there and check out her DVD set. We're still letting people know about that. And then, Jamie, the last thing I want to let everybody know about is all the fun that you and I had. We went out and played golf in Northern California. And at the end of during the round, I had this greenside chip that was horrendous. And you made a comment on it. And so I pulled out my little video camera, and we did a video tip on chipping. That was not just necessarily greenside, but chipping in general, and produced it. So it's now on Golf Smarter TV. So if you go to golfsmarter.com, click on Golf Smarter TV, you'll see the short video that we have, Jamie and myself. I have it here queued up right now. And it's called, or you can find it on YouTube at Golf Smarter TV, Jamie Zimron Chipping Tip. And it has helped me so much that when I played the other day, the club that I had the most confidence in was my lob wedge from green, around the green. Unfortunately, I wasn't hitting green, so I was using this lob wedge a lot. But I had more up and downs that round than I've ever had in any round. So that short tip, I've watched it numerous times, has really helped a lot.
I'm so happy to hear that.
So am I.
Because really, yeah, like I said in the video, we're tossing a ball. I wanted to add a little something that's not in the video is relevant to centeredness. I like to organize around my center line, correct? And then there, we have a backswing and a follow-through on every golf shot, including a putt. So let's say we take it 50% back and 50% through. That would add up to 100%, a nice round number. Okay, and we'd have a balanced, even swing, 50 back, 50 through. And what I recommend is to really work on getting that evenness. For example, if you take the club back to your knee height on the way back, take it to forward to your knee height, even a little farther. I like to have a percentage of about 45% back, 55% through on a short shot or a putt. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Okay, now think
well,
about
it. It makes sense to me because I saw the video. I produce a video, but I mean, I have this video and I've gone over it. So, yes, this is all like visually clear to me.
Well, actually, I have a video. I made it for the Golf Channel Instructor Search. It's on YouTube, and there's about 8 minutes about centering for success and another minute and a half called Lower Body Launch Power, which is we were talking about the lower body in our video and centering. But I like to really suggest to people that every shot needs to add up to 100 with about 45% on the backswing, 55% follow through, so that you are sure you have balanced and accelerating motion through the ball. If you, and I suggest your listeners, ask yourself after each shot, did that add up to 100? Or, for example, did it add up to 80? Did I take it 60 back and 20 through, so I decelled? Or, and I didn't even have a nice 100%? Did I take it 60% back and 80% through, and I was swinging too hard, and it was 140%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is where we wind up with shots that we don't want, and this is also where we can practice centered, balanced motion, accelerating motion, with 45% on the backswing, 55% coming through, or 48-52, something like that. So often our shots add up to less than or more than 100 as well, and they're out of proportion. But this is another sort of meaning and very practical application in the swing to get really centered, balanced shots.
Awesome. Yeah, well, that's a great addendum to the video.
Well, I want to tell you, it keeps the ball online. It keeps the proper amount of power for whatever distance you're trying to hit the ball coming through. And it gives you a real sense of control. If you watch the tour pros, they know exactly how far to take the club back, and exactly they hold their finish at an exact point, and that's depending on how far they're trying to hit the ball or how much speed they're trying to put on a putt. It's about the size of your swing and having it perfectly metered out. And so like a pro, a tour pro, they know if they're trying to hit the ball 72 yards or 124 yards or 167 yards. They've got it down to the yard, and they know exactly what size swing and where to take the club back and where to have it finish to hit that number. So we don't have to get that intense about it. Most of us aren't playing at that level. However, we really can follow that example. And if you start to implement that in your practice and on the golf course, I think golfers will be amazed at the results they start getting.
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for the video. Again, if you have an iPad or an iPhone or an Android phone, you know, you're on a mobile device or your computer, you can go to YouTube and find this video that Jamie and I did together. Just type in Golf Smarter TV and look for the video of Jamie Zimron. It's really, of the instructional videos that I've done, it has helped me a lot, and I really love this tip. Also, again, Golf Smarter Tips, another podcast series that Jamie and I did together. You should check into that. And to be consistent with everything we've talked about in this show, centeredgolfing.com is Jamie's website. It's also Key Eye Golf, but I think right now centeredgolfing.com is a much easier way to remember it. You'll be able to get there.
Let me correct that. I would actually say it's easier and more direct. Just go to kiigolf.com, kiigolf.com.
Yeah, but I was like thinking that it's a harder one to remember than what are the content of our show right now, Centered Golfing. But either one will get you there, correct? Same place?
I believe so.
Yeah, because
we changed a little bit, but if Centered Golfing doesn't take you there, go to kiigolf.com.
Actually, while we were talking, I typed in kiigolf.com, and when it came up on the webpage, on the bar at the top, it said centeredgolfing.com. So either one's going to get you there.
I want to say something, too, just one quick thing about Centered Golfing, Key-Eye Golfing. Another word might be comfy golfing. What I mean by that is, really, because when you're centered, when you're relaxed, when you're in balance, you feel comfortable. You feel like you're at home in your body. Everything feels like it's working. It's comfortable. It's uncomfortable when we're out of balance, when we're out of proportion, when we're off center. That is uncomfortable, and a lot of times it hurts. It hurts our body. It hurts our contact. Painful shots, painful scores, painful emotions. So really, it's like comfy golfing. It feels good, and it works really well.
And Jamie?
Yes?
Nobody has registered comfygolfing.com yet.
Oh, did you check for me? Thank you.
You might want to jump at that before a listener gets to it.
I better do it right now. People are going to hear it and go grab it.
Yeah, that's right. Comfygolfing.com is the other way to get to her website.
I got to just reiterate, it's truly the way to get to your best golf and your happiest golf.
There you go. Jamie, so good to speak with you again. Thanks for coming on the show. It was great to talk to you.
Always. Thanks a lot, Fred, and thanks to all your listeners. You're the best.
Unfortunately, I have to announce that our Golfer's Mart book section has been turned off because of a new sales tax restriction placed on online retailers imposed by our governor. Amazon has shut down their business for all California vendors. I'm really sorry. Thanks so much for your patience during this two-week break. I'm refreshed, renewed, and ready to find new guests to help increase your golf IQ. If you have any comments, suggestions, or questions about my non-golfing vacation to Poland and Germany, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.